607-759, NSP 345 KV line. And I'm joined by my colleague. I'll let him introduce himself.
Kevin Kramer, good morning.
And staff and other folks.
Jerry Leon with staff.
Mitch Armstrong, Special Assistant Attorney General.
We are Commissioner Tony Clark left the commission on Friday, so it'll be Commissioner Kramer and I. And I believe this will be in my portfolio as we move forward. And I think the goal today was Jerry's got a draft order we wanted to kind of walk through. So, Jerry, I'd be happy to follow your lead.
Okay, sure. You have the order in front of you. And this is mostly the same order from the last work session, but we didn't get through it very well then either. If you'd like, we can do the page by page.
Well, let's talk about the outstanding issues.
Maybe. Okay. At the end of the last session, we had three outstanding issues. Pretty much boiled down to that anyway. And the Kraft Airport was the first one. And I gave you a handout of a map. And I took a yellow highlighter and highlighted the new route on it. Here, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. This is the new route since the hearing, yeah.
And if you look at the bottom of the map where it starts to go north, the line that's highlighted, originally it went straight all the way up. So you see how it's jagged off to the west now? And it goes all the way around that quarter section that that house was in. And that was the preference of the person with the house there and the neighbors with land. Everybody has all signed off on that. And I think that that's a workable solution.
They didn't want to run diagonal that little shot instead of looping all the way around to the far left and all the way around the whole place.
Yeah, the diagonal was going through somebody's field, and the person in the house there didn't like it, and in the end, they ended up agreeing on this.
They have easements for all of this?
I don't know if they have easements or not, but they have signed letters from everybody. Kraft didn't sign, but he tells me verbally that it's good. He hasn't signed because he's still working on his compensation issues with his lawyers and stuff.
I can see that. I mean, this is a pretty major improvement for
I think.
Air.
To say it accurately, they have approval of all the landowners of the location, but we don't know whether they're all signed on easements.
Yeah,
yet.
Yeah, and I guess that's what that's really what I'm most interested in. Okay. All right.
And they actually gave us a documentation in this exhibit with signatures of the landowners signifying their consent to the route alternatives.
Good.
And so that's that issue, if we're good there.
Maybe want to point out where it's at in the draft order.
It is.
It's on page 6, paragraph 33.
The new 33?
Yes.
Yeah, under route modification requests, okay. First paragraph.
I appreciate the work they did to accommodate that, actually. It is a... That WAP line, it looks treacherous to me, frankly. All these years gotten by with that, and I can see why banking to the left or to the west could have been a problem. So that's good. I appreciate everybody's work on that.
Okay.
That looks like a pretty heavy lift for a short distance. you know, but worth it.
Yeah. So, okay, and actually, if you look at the next paragraph, number 34, we would take out, I just left it in there as a note to remind, Mapleton did issue their permit for the thing. If you recall, the issue was that they were overhanging into the city of Mapleton.
Yeah.
And the city didn't like it, but that's where the landowners wanted it. And now the city has issued the permit. So I think that makes the issue gone.
Does it really? I mean, I'll tell you why. You may be right, but my only point is this. The landowners prevailed upon the city, over the city. The city, okay, issued the permit, and I suppose who am I to question the city officers who agreed, except that we represent the citizens of the city, and frankly, are independent of the city. This is one that bugs me, I have to tell you. It really is an unusual deal. Now, again, you know, if the local leaders are comfortable that, you know, in issuing it, they're elected by the local people, but so are we, I guess is my point. So it seems like a crazy route to me, but
my take on it was that the landowners there all wanted it up against the section line area.
Right. Oh, I understand that.
Okay, we weren't hearing anything from citizens around there that they didn't want it on that section line, but the city was thinking that they probably wanted other plans or something. They had some issues with it going there. And they first didn't accept the application. And they made them come back with some kind of consent from all of the landowners around there or something in the area. There was something like that. And somehow or other, they ended up accepting the application. And then it went to hearing. And the city still had a choice to vote to deny the permit or to approve it. And they made the vote to approve it. I figured it was their decision.
Was it a unanimous vote, do you know?
Huh?
Was it a unanimous vote, do you know?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
That may not matter, but okay.
How many feet were we talking, Jerry? I can't remember exactly.
I can't recall either, except that the line, as I remember this correctly, the poles were outside the city limits,
right.
But the overhang
arms hung over
the city limits. So how far could we be? 10, 20, 30, 40 feet, something?
If I remember right.
30 feet?
I was thinking
I have two numbers in mind, and one is 8 feet and one is 14 feet.
Okay.
They overextended one of those. At the hearing, one of the city councilmen testified. No citizens from Mapleton came and complained. But there was some issue of it going north of the golf course there. So it was unclear how the city would accept it. And when NSP applied for it, they didn't have all the signatures of the landowners who wanted it there. So the city kicked it back to them. Then they got them all and filed the permit. And now they've apparently received the permit. We didn't receive any information on, you know, what happened at the public hearing, if there was any objection, anything like that. But I was just trying to...
Well, it's their community, it's their call. They made the, you know, they cast the vote. They didn't do it lightly, obviously.
It was a big deal for them.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, the one councilman or commissioner did testify. I guess, who might argue with them? It's just I do want to make sure that my concern is expressed. This was done well and done right.
Is it worth, do you think, about putting something in the order? But
no, I was going to take it out completely, not even address it.
Well, what our order always says is they have to get all the relevant local permits.
Yeah.
And once we start putting in one, then we open up Pandora's
box. That's just it. You know, it's not that we're beyond doing that when there's a...
Had it stayed an issue, then we would have had a paragraph on it and...
As to what we did on it.
Yeah, we'd had to do something with it. And we would have had to reroute.
Well, all right. I guess I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
And the last issue is addressed in paragraph 35. And that was the Bakke edition. And if you recall, the line was about a half mile north of the closest residence in that edition. And it went across an open field there. The residents were concerned that field back there was something that, you know, they used it for recreation and stuff. They went walking and everything else back there, I think maybe four-wheeling or what have you. And we could not move it further north. Bakke wanted it moved out of there, further north at least. If we moved it further north, there were some residences.
A quarter of a mile.
Yeah, they're already only a quarter mile from those residences. So, and then the diversion was another half mile north of that or something. And moving it into that area, there were other residences and the diversion. And it threaded through there pretty nicely. I think a half mile is quite a ways away from those. If you're talking about EMF effects and things like that, I mean...
Well, the only thing about that one is I don't disagree with the route. I think it's the best route. But I don't like the language about that anything came into the decision because of a proposed diversion, because that never entered into my thought process at all.
I was thinking about that same thing. It was always part of the conversation. And it is why Xcel, they argued that's why they moved it further south from the further, you know, I mean, it was part of their discussion. It was part of their motivation was to be outside of the diversion, the proposed diversion, let's say, because I'll believe it when I see it. Well, but nonetheless, I think it's a good point. I mean, do we want to reference it or not?
For me, I looked at the route. It made sense, the best route, going into hooking up most direct, going with the Minnesota side and everything. I didn't like the language of the proposed diversion as being part of how we got to here.
If you would like, I think we could get away with deleting right after north by residence, approximately 1/4 mile away, delete the rest of that and the proposed Fargo diversion project, control project currently proposed 3/4 miles north.
Well, Gary, I mean, your point is right. I mean,
it is there.
Bounded by the quarter mile.
On the other houses, we're only a quarter mile away.
See, that's the rationale why you wouldn't want to go to the north, to my mind, is because the houses are there.
But what we've done with the next sentence, based on the evidence in the record, this was Mitch's language, the commission finds the applicant's proposed routing half mile, at least it open for if there's an appeal, to go back to the record and then talk about all these things, the diversion project, the lineup with the Minnesota approved project, all of that, and we don't have to go into it in the order.
Well, the Minnesota end of things, though, I mean, the ideal route, original route, would have been further north, if that's the only consideration. I mean, the proposed, that's not my opinion, that was the testimony of the company. In other words,
I think it was put south down there to go around that diversion project. I mean,
right, that's why it was moved.
Yeah.
That was their fundamental motivation.
I think if you took out all the considerations and they could just build it wherever they wanted
that's
to,
right.
They would have been north, but there was,
right.
You know, you run into higher density populations, you know, river crossing issues and other issues.
So my point was, if we take out the diversion project language in there, I think we probably weaken our position a little bit on this, but at the same time, I think we're open to argue it if it goes to appeal. it's kind of...
Well, maybe there's a way, though, that there was a variety of factors that got us to that route. I mean, they had to go south through...
I think we can certainly, you know, rewrite this, you know, based on the clarifications of where the commission's at with the...
Because I agree with you. It's good to put... Because that's true. The proposed diversion was part of it, I guess, when you think back. But there was a lot more reasons why this is the best route than just that one. And so maybe beef that up with some of the other rationale as to why it ended up there.
You know, you're raising a good point, though, and one of the things we probably should talk about is we're not judging that this is the best route.
No, we're approving or disapproving this
route.
Right,
right.
Okay, I can add some language about the river crossing.
Well, because that's the other issue. While not listed as one of the outstanding ones, I mean, the Reinke point about the river crossing is not, you know, irrelevant.
Well, there's quite a few other issues here, too. I mean, we discussed at the last work session about how we did have the objection. I don't remember the gentleman's name, but it's his where it goes through his trees at the river crossing. Oh, and we looked at the maps,
Reinke,
and it looked like that was kind of the least amount of trees affected on the map, and the future substation issue about the location. So I think we can add some of those in there. I mean, it doesn't have to be all inclusive, but getting some more specificity in there wouldn't be a problem. So I think Jerry and I can work on that language and circulate it.
So yeah. I still have the question. You want me to leave the language about the diversion project?
I think I got an idea of where what you guys were thinking, and I'll take a crack at it and then run it by you.
I think you make the points right. I mean, without referencing it specifically in the order, we still leave it open. Leave the record. It's in the record. It's still part of the discussion. And, you know, why single out that one thing unless we're going to include
single all out all of them? Right. That was the point. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So Mitch will take a crack at some language in that area.
Good. What's the time frame we're looking at on this thing, Jerry? I suppose they want it the sooner the better.
They did. They were trying to see if they could get it on this next agenda. I told them no. And that leaves the July 11th as the target. Is that?
Well, we are having a special meeting sometime in the last part of June for a telephone case. So who knows? It's a possibility, but the July 11th one seems more realistic.
Yeah, I think it seems more realistic. I mean, I haven't even, you know, I still haven't abandoned. I always have to remind myself, which is why I said a little bit ago, we're here to judge this proposed route. I don't know that enough work's been done on all possible alternatives. I think Minnesota's dictated pretty much the general area this is going to cross the river, and I don't like it very much, frankly. But, you know, how much I can do about it, I'm not sure. But I've been clear about that from the beginning, so I've never really been...
Well, you know, we tried to take pains in this process, and the company did too, to make this go at the same time, kind of, with the Minnesota.
Right.
And so it wouldn't appear that it was dictated one way or the other. And, you know, this whole thing goes way back to before the application was filed, even. We were meeting with Minnesota and Iowa and something called the Northwest Subgroup through OMS, trying to find a way to streamline our siting processes and deal with border crossings. And we ended up without getting anywhere. It seemed like no matter what we did, it would make our process harder. And to try and do some kind of a joint thing on the border crossing, we just never found an answer. We ended up giving up on that project. And then this was left as an experiment to see how it would work. And we knew this was coming. And then things got screwed up as we tried to move this thing along and issue the route together. If you remember, we first started with two routes. Oh, I remember very well. Yeah. The whole thing. And so, I mean,
remember the mailings to all the landowners up and down both.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been a deal, the whole thing. And the way it ended up is Minnesota approved theirs before ours.
Well, yeah, we didn't have an application.
Well, no, we did. But if you remember right, we had some hearing issues, some notice issues. Hearing got canceled. And
there were issues with that either way, though, because even before that, the Minnesota one had been approved.
And then Minnesota approved theirs, and they decided not.
Well, but the reality
decided to abandon that further that south route.
A lot of the reasons those can't, the one that was scheduled last summer was canceled because the diversion was, they had no idea.
Well,
that
was that too.
Yeah, so I mean, the proposed diversion has had an effect on this case,
big time.
So that's a reality. The question that Kevin brings up is a valid one: is that, okay, what still is the best route for this? And we don't pick the best route. We pick if this is okay.
Meets the law.
But I agree with you that getting dictated where we're going to hook up at is really kind of drives a lot.
Sure does. I'd love to see the process if we approved a transmission line coming out of North Dakota into Minnesota and we said, here's where it ends on our side. This is where you'll pick it up. I'd love to see how that conversation would go.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they'd, you know, do whatever they wanted to.
And I don't know how that would go, but I do think they would pay some attention to where we approved it at.
So where are we at?
Where are we?
The redo the language. I mean, because if I'm open to exploring more thoughts there, Kev, if you want.
Tell them to do it down at Wahpeton and see what happens.
Well,
yeah.
Well, why don't we...
Those are hard to go back and visit at this point, but...
Retool paragraph 35, and then we'll see what we look, and we can...
We've got some work to do, and then we can come back to it.
Talk some more.
Mm-hmm.
Should we... Let's put something on scheduling, though, on Wednesday's meeting.
Sure, there you go.
To schedule a work session for this.
Okay.
As soon as we can.
Okay.
Yeah, if you guys can work on it quickly enough to, and so that we'd know, we'd have a work session and then meet a special meeting date or the July 11th.
The July 11th one.
That might be the cleaner, easier goal.
Okay. I agree with that. Because if we're going to have a special meeting, have it on something that's very specific.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So you're thinking it's possible to put it on late June if we...
Well, if we can get the work done,
if
we're
we get it there.
I think okay. Brian's point that July 11th is more realistic, I completely concur with, and I don't see any. I'm not compelled by anything to hurry it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, just knowing what my schedule is, the July 11th.
Well, let's just do that. Let's just do it
session,
July 11th.
Or the July 11th meeting is probably the soonest we'll have.
I like that.
Yep. Let's just do that then. Let's schedule a work session somewhere between now and July 11th. And then we'll do the work session and vote on it July 11th. Okay.
Okay. The rest of the order, I don't know, do you want to look through it or do you want to...
You know, Jerry, I did, and I think, I mean, the rest of it's pretty standard. It's pretty decent. I think if we clean up this other stuff and we get a nice clean order to look through...
That next work session we should
be able to...
That's what we'll do. Next order, I'll give you, without all the changes... Shown and just,
you know, I'm nice. What I might like though, you guys. I don't know if this is too much, but I mean, it's not like we didn't discuss at the hearing, at least the other early alternative of the I-29 corridor further south. See, the river crossing to me is a big deal, and the river crossing. Well, and Tony would often argue, yeah, but you know, there'd be more landowners affected in North Dakota. It's not the number of landowners that's affected; it's how it's affected. And so how sensitive are the areas that are affected? An existing, you know, DOT corridor, while it might be more miles, isn't, you know, isn't as offensive. All those, we had those discussions, and if there's any reference in any of it to looking at all alternatives, and this it came down to this being the least offensive or whatever the language might be. I might feel more comfortable with something.
Okay,
like
you
that.
Know, I recall there was some discussion. There was one, the trees going across this area were narrower, less trees affected. To the location here gave them a way to cross the river when the river was going north and south exactly. And
yeah, because it winds so much.
So there's less.
Well, there it, to cross. In my mind, I mean, in terms of the general area of, say, Oxbow to, you know, South Fargo, the area they chose to cross from a tree mitigation standpoint, even Paul Reinke, when I questioned him about it, I said, as I look at this aerial photo, I mean, it looks like this is about the least intrusive in terms of imposing on trees, and he agreed.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make, you know, still his trees, you know, or his close to his place.
Yep, that was
his. So that's his, I get that. But my point is just that why, you know, what about that earlier discussion about a further south, much further south, you know, coming up the corridor?
Yeah, and we had discussions at the hearing, too. And what I'll do is I'll put together kind of a recommended in the order and then, you know, some other paragraphs that support it. And at the next session, the commissioners can decide if they want them all in there or which parts of them or what. So I can put
that would be
together.
Helpful to me.
Okay. And there was in the record discussion of another transmission line that's planned through there. Some later point.
Right. When you say other transmission, are you talking about the double circuit idea, or are you talking about a whole different line?
A different line that was going to run north-south through there.
Oh, yeah.
And that was part of their reason for wanting it as close to Fargo as they could.
Yeah, I know. That whole thing, Jerry, though, I've never, from an engineering standpoint, I've never been able to completely be comfortable with that argument, because they always the distance from Fargo is a reliability issue, and yet they're already where they are, further away than the north-south line is going to be.
Yeah.
And so to me, that's diminished by the proximity of the line, you know, going into the Mapleton subdivision or the.
I can't explore that further as far as language, though.
Yeah.
In the order, we didn't put it in there at all.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we've got the exhibits and testament, and that I think, given the discussion, we'll be able to put something together that I think is what you're looking for, whether you approve it or not. Just the kind of the information you're looking for evaluation and for how you want it in the final order.
Good.
Fair enough.
Sounds like a plan.
Anything else, fellow commissioner? Okay, that will close the work session on case number PU07759. Thank you.
Thank you.
Turn that thing off now, Jerry?
I think so.